Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Benton. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Benton. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The left fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field. Chapman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Chapman. Mitchell moves all the way to home. It's 1-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Doby moves to third. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is walked intentionally. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner strikes out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doby scores. Vernon moves to third. Gordon moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joost moves to third. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Joost scores. One out. It's 2-1, Indians. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juiced fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tucker. The throw from Guerra and he is out, Fox applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman bunts towards the mound. Benton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Juiced is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juiced is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Juiced hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Coleman moves to second. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 1 in the game. Benton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice throws to second for 1, and Fox throws to first, and Fain drops the ball. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gordon moves to second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tucker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Coleman bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Guerra moves to second. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh strikes out. One out. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Benton strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Fain moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fain scores. Suter moves to third. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Bobby Estalella pinch hits for Nelly Fox. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is walked intentionally. Chapman moves to second. Todd Davis pinch runs for Bobby Estalella. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guerra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Suter scores. Chapman scores. Davis moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. Steve Gromick now pitching. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Coleman bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to third. Guerra moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Joost is walked intentionally. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Todd Davis now playing third base. Pete Suter now playing second base. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 3 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vernon moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vernon moves to third. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vallow bunts towards the mound. Gromick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tucker hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lemon pinch hits for Mike Tresh. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Ray Boone pinch hits for Steve Gromick. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Sam Zaldak now pitching. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Vernon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.